We interrupt our regularly scheduled program to bring you the following sports presentation.
High School Sports is proudly brought to you this season by Rodeo Grill, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Junkyard Bar & Grill, 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, Inc., and Rapids Transmission. WIRI sincerely appreciates the support of our local businesses so that we can bring these games to our listeners. Please call 715-424-1300 weekdays if your business would like to help bring these games to our listeners. 105.5 WIRI, home of country favorites and classics. Listen on your radio at 105.5 FM or on the Civic Media app.
Everybody, and welcome to High School Sports Action here on 105.5 FM WIRI, where it's opening night of Marrowood Conference Volleyball, and we are coming to you live from the Assumption High School Gymnasium, where the Royals looking to get off the schneid a little bit and notch their first victory of the year as they take on their arch rival, Newman Catholic.
Newman,
just in a little bit. Everybody, my name's Mike Comer. Beth Habiger doing some color and bringing the stats and analyzing the game for you, as always, as we're bringing volleyball game of the season number two to you in just a few moments as Newman finishes up their warm-up serves, as the Royals already took care of business there, and we were less than a minute away from that. But looking at this game, Royals looking to get their first game, coming in 0-7 in the year, taking on a Newman squad who's really played a lot of games, but they sit just with the 7-9 record, so something's got to give tonight. Either someone's going to get closer to 500 or the Royals will come out on top, but it'll be a hard-fought game, as all these games are, between Newman and Assumption. So coming up tonight, you're going to be seeing two relatively young squads. There's a couple seniors on the Newman team, but the Royals, not a single one. Not one single senior. No. So everybody will be back next year, but just talk about being a young team and in the situation that the Royals are. I mean, obviously, they're age is showing, struggling a little bit out of the gate, but they have a big opportunity here against their rivals.
Well, and every game's an opportunity to build on those skills and to feel what it feels like to actually be in those kinds of games, because you can practice all you want, but there's something that's different about actually playing in a game, especially when it's a conference game.
That's absolutely right. It's conference games, especially rivalries, which there's all kinds of rivalries going on this week across the sports as we get closer to this opening festivities here. If we look at the Royals lineup, really just taking care of business by sophomore Rylan Cusack, as she's leading the team in nearly every category on the team, whether that's kills, serves, digs, and assists. So we'll look a little bit more at those numbers. Seth, how about we take a 3-minute break for the anthem and the invocation? So we'll be back here in a moment here on 105.5 FM WIRI.
What's that sound?
It's just the brakes.
What? That can't be good.
Relax. My friend said he would do them in his garage for cheap.
No, I know what that means. You're all going to hang out all day in his garage while working on the car. Last time you guys forgot to tighten the tires, and one fell off while I was driving the kids to school. We had to pay for a tow, pay to fix it again, and get new tires.
Don't let the cheap turn out to be expensive. Call Rapids Transmission to get your brakes done right and performing optimally. Call 715-423-1100.
Hey, parents. How's the school shopping going?
Are you loving it, or are you slowly losing your insanity? While school shopping can be stressful, just know Junkyard Bar & Grill is going to make it better. When you finally check off that last item on the list, set the GPS to Junkyard Bar & Grill. Stop for a drink, a great meal, or simply enjoy some adult time. Every time at Junkyard Bar & Grill is a good time. Recharge those tired nerves to parent another day. Junkyard Bar & Grill is the best place to celebrate after school shopping this year.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. A 10-year warranty plus 1-year maintenance and remote monitoring are included in every Generac installation. Call Econ Electric, Inc., your local certified sales and service Generac dealer, at 715-423-8440 to schedule your free estimate.
Wow, everything seems to be going really well. Ah, crap, there's that noise again. Better turn up the radio.
Hey, I like this song. Glad she turned it up. But what's that sound?
Please don't embarrass me, car. Stop making that noise.
You know, I can hear that noise, and turning the radio up isn't going to help.
Oh, you heard that? I don't know what's wrong, so I just turn up the radio.
Jamming out to your favorite tunes is always fun, but ignoring the problems under the hood is not. Call 8th Street Auto today.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Dottie B, host of Weekend Wake Up. Join me each Sunday morning during the 10 o'clock hour as I bring you the Gospel Country Music Hour, where we'll hear a blend of the classic gospel you know and love and some new artists along the way. Join us each Sunday morning on 105.5 WIRI.
Back here with the opening introductions, starting for Newman, Camille Sobleski, Enya McCarthy, Lexi Rice, libero Anna France, Kate Kearns, Madison Keene, and Lauren Thiel. Now for the Royals, your libero will be number 21, Carly Halbersma. You will also be having out there Kylie Carroll, Kaya Guyant, Rylan Cusack, number seven, Madison Moss, Kaya Gant, who's being introduced out of order, my apologies, as Ava Moon, and I believe Nora Ross will be rounding things out, as they mentioned, Halbersma now is the libero. The Cardinals of Newman, they've got statistical leaders all over the place. And kills, that would be Sobleski. Followed then on serving aces, that would be Rice, followed by Thiel. I believe that would be Lauren Thiel. And Sobleski, followed up by blocks, which McCarthy, she leads the team with 25 total blocks, then Sobleski with 21, and Keene with 23. Diggs, Sobleski by a long shot, that's 142, with Rice with 81. And assists, Rice with 221 for Newman. So they have played more games, so there's been more opportunities to get those numbers up there. As I said, for the Royals, really powered by Rylan Cusack, as she has 38 kills on the season, five assists. And then looking through, she's got 32 digs. But Halbersma, she has 38 as well. So she's in the mix there. Assists Kylie Carroll with 30. So Royals, they got a couple other players in there. It's not just the Cusack show as we are underway. And coming up to serve will be Kylie Carroll as the Royals get their first serve. And we are just a second away from being underway here from the Assumption Gymnasium. Thanks a lot for joining us tonight. Should be a fun one as Merriwood Conference gets underway. A couple slaps of the ball to the floor. And we are underway as Newman gets that picked up by Sobleski, sent across. Cusack fights it off back over the net. Setting around, getting it back over is Rice. And point to the Cardinals as Rice is able to smack it home for the Cardinals.
Again, another example of why it's so important to communicate while you're out on the court. Don't be afraid to use your voice just as much as your arms.
First serve coming up for Lexi Rice for the Cardinals. And she goes back. Row picked up by Cusack. Set up along the net and blocked by the Cardinals. And there you have it. Another point. Newman, as they got that front line, that net attack, doing its job blocking the shot, and Sumption couldn't recover.
Libero tried to do a good job there, but the momentum going forward sent her over the line.
Another good serve by Rice as Sumption gets it over on their third hit. Set and over, and that's going to be hit. Almost gets Beth.
Almost us.
Almost got Beth as Newman. Quick 3-0 lead on the Royals.
I'm going to have to quick remember how to play the game.
Yeah, dive for
it. My skills are a little on the rusty side.
Oh, well, just be careful. We're on the stage here. Don't want to hurt nothing. Has another serve here and off the basketball backboard. And there's your fourth point. You can call that an ace.
Yeah.
As Royals trailing early 4-0 to the Cardinals.
And it's interesting to see where they're starting in their zones, because you can be anywhere in the zone that you're in. There are six zones, and you have to start in the zone that you are in your order of. But you can move anywhere on the court once the ball is in service.
Well, that's a misplay by Cusack, and up and out of play as the Cardinals go up 5-0. Timeout called by the Royals. We're going to keep it here for this one as we're going to talk about 8th Street Auto.
8th Street Auto.
Have you had a chance to go looking for cars
yet? I haven't yet, no.
Oh, okay.
But I understand they've got some great values there.
Yes, that is true. As family-owned and operated, 8th Street Auto is a wonderful place to find your new driver, a new ride. But you got a new driver coming up.
Soon, another year.
Save your wheels and let 8th Street Auto find wheels for them. I like that. That's well written. So just remember, you need some new wheels or anything like that, go to 8th Street Auto and they'll hook you up.
Absolutely. So watching them warm up, it's been interesting to see who's kind of already coming into this struggling a little bit and whether or not they can get their nerves calmed down enough to really get into the game. But again, they need to use their voices and let each other know where they are and whether or not they're going to be the ones getting the ball.
Well, that might be a good time out there to break the confidence of Rice as she's back on the serve and she goes. Stopped up by Cusack. Maddie Moss, bump. Cusack gets it back over, but that's Newman on the spot. Spike coming home, misplayed back. And he back at you, Beth, as misplayed by the Royals. And that is 6 straight points.
Well, I am wearing blue, so maybe they think I'm one of the team.
You know what? Well, yeah, you might be. Well, you're part of our team, and we really appreciate you. You're doing an amazing job with this volleyball. I don't care if you said you didn't play in a while. It sure hasn't left you. There's another ace.
Another ace.
For the Cardinals. And that's a 7-0 run to start.
Yeah.
As we were wondering about, we talked about that at our last game, about well-placed timeout, which I think that was a well-placed timeout.
Absolutely.
But it didn't
was.
Break the concentration.
It did not.
There we go. Another one. Cusack gets it up against the net. Bumped up. Cusack's got to get over. She barely does. And it's misplayed by the Cardinals. And there's your point, Royals, as they end that 8-0 run to start set number one.
And a very unexpected way to get over the net, too. She bumped it back over, and it was barely cleared the net, so that left some question for the other team.
Yeah, absolutely. As now Cusack, she goes, serves it, and that's going to be wide of the mark. Judge Paul Jaglinski, he raises the flag and says that's out, and it's another point to the Cardinals, as it should be 9-1, and it is now. Mm-hmm. Is now bringing up the serve for the Cardinals is Lauren Thiel.
And the volleyball that they're using is a unique one because it's not just two colors, because usually volleyballs will have only the color of the team, but it's a three-colored one, so it's the white, the blue, and the red.
As Thiel sends it over. Hit Carroll. And Moss, she has a block sent back over. Point for Newman.
You always have to be ready and think that ball is coming right back at you, and it's so hard to get yourself prepped to be able to do that. And especially if you're a young team and you're not don't have the experience of trying to return.
There's an ace.
Yep.
And it's 11-1. Newman, first set going the way of the visitors in a big way, as Royals still trying to find their groove. As they got 5 opportunities, but this one's not over yet. As picked up by the libero Halbersma, and Halbersma has to get back over on the third touch. Newman setting up their play, dug out of there by Cusack and tipped over by the Royals. As Newman, another big shot there. Cusack digs it out, and she tries to knock it over. She does. Misplayed by the Cardinals in a point assumption.
And the Cardinals seem to always be there and ready to get that ball spiked back over on that third. And the young team that we have on the Royals is really doing a pretty good job of being there and ready for it when it comes back.
2 points that the Royals do have. It was going to that back, by the way we look at it, back left corner. So that might be where the Cardinals are struggling, as hit out of bounds is the ball from Newman, and that is another point for the Royals. Maddie Moss on the serve. Another one, and she gets it over there. A little bit of a misplay by Newman, as coming back over is Sobliski. And now they knock it back home, and we have another point, 12-3. Cardinals on top of the Royals, as coming up to serve now for Newman, Madison Keene.
Serves can be so difficult because you never know how accurate they're going to be.
As that one was pretty accurate, as getting it over the net, trying to at least, was Ava Moon. She couldn't quite get there.
And I was noticing during their warm-up, she's really kind of struggling with the ball, getting it up over the net. She's got a great form. She just needs to get up a little bit higher.
As another point, and here you go. That's going to be bumped up, caught by Newman. As knocked home, blocked out, and then hit the judge, Harry Babcock. That's not how you're supposed to get points. And they didn't get one, as that's another point for Newman. 14-3, Newman on top in set number one. Serve coming the way to libero Halbersma. And getting it over the net was Nora Ross. Tried to block, and that's just a big kill by Sobleski. And another point, Newman, 15-3, as we make our way into the middle portions of this first set.
And these Newman girls have got a great angle when they get up there to spike the ball. And that's key in getting it an ace and really digging it down into the opposing team's field.
As that was a dig out of there by Guyant. Back over the net. Hit over by McCarthy. And that's hit out of bounds. Another point, Newman. As they continue their serve, Madison Keene with another opportunity. Royals back on their heels here as we are in set one, 16-3. Albersma gets the dig, but too close to the post, and that will be another point. Call that an ace, I'd suppose, as the Cardinals are just soaring past the Royals here in set number one. Serve over the way, and that's misplayed by Halbersma, and out of play, and there you got your seventh point in a row, and we have an 18-3 Newman lead.
And these back players are really trying to find the right angle. Do I step forward? Do I step backwards? Where do I need to be to get a better angle on that bump to get it up to my setter?
Well, that's part of being a young team, as they're learning the whole way through. As there's the serve, goes right into the net. No point for the Cardinals this time, as the Royals get one back. And that brings up the serve of Hayden Egan.
And again, it's always interesting to see their setup for their serve.
That was a good hit right in the middle. Picked up by the Cardinals, and Sobleski knocks it home with the kill. And a point to Newman, bringing it 19-4. As substitutions come in and out, Guyant goes in, out, and goes Egan for the Royals. Royals on this side of the net. We're set up at the end of the gymnasium up on the stage. Usually where Randy and I bring basketball games.
Okay.
So it's a familiar vantage point for me. I know you're sitting here
brand
thinking,
new.
You're thinking, well, I don't know how I like this, but it's all right. It's not so bad.
Well, it's interesting. You get the home view, the home team's view.
There's a misplay on the serve, and another point to Newman as they're up 20-4 as that serve was brought by Brookfield. As three smacks of the ball to the floor, a spin and a serve, and they get it over and nearly misplayed, but Sobleski's there and played off the wall and almost takes out tennis coach Phil Hartley. he needed his racket on that one.
He did.
As another point to Newman, he looks over and he gives a smile, his big old bite of his dinner of pizza tonight.
It's always difficult to judge, is it going to be in or is it going to be out? How far do I need to go to make sure that this ball is playable?
Absolutely right. That's And it teaches you depth perception and angles, some geometry in your mind. That a misplay on that hit by Halbersmon, that's another point, Newman, as the thing's just snowballing here, unfortunately, for the Royals.
As she tried to spike it up to the setter rather than bumping it up, and that's another decision that you have to make quickly in that moment.
Newman, another serve. That's a play by Guyon. Carroll hits up to libero Halbersmon, who can't quite get it. And there's another point, and it's sitting 22-4 in set number one here in Wisconsin Rapids. Another serve on the way. Guyon back to Halbersmon. It's knocked over by Carroll. High in the air, but played by Newman. Set coming, and a nice little touch that the Royals are battling, trying to get number four over, or number three over. Four hit at Carroll as Newman back on the attack. Sobleski hits it. And everyone was thinking she was going to the left side. I don't know if she intended for it to go sharp angle right, but it did, just tucked inside the line.
And sometimes there's your point. They're able to do that in the air. They look and they try to figure out where is the hole where I can send that ball.
And that, well, just by my knowledge of the sport, that was a weird angle that I thought, uh-oh, that's going out of bounds. I think she meant to do it, as there will be a opportunity for the Royals set up at the net. But played a little too hard as Newman hits it over. Newman having some smiles and laughs out there. Sobleski spikes it home right in front of Halbersmon. And there is set one, 25-4. Newman with the advantage. And we have our three-minute break here. So, Seth, I'll play us about a minute and a half, and we'll be back here on 105.5 FM WIRI.
Rodeo Grill just made Taco Tuesday better. Score beef tacos for $2 each or get steak, shrimp, chicken, and more for $2.50 each. Enjoy a $6.99 lunch menu. Ignite your taste buds with Mexican tacos from Rodeo Grill on 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids.
At Johnson Chrysler Jeep, they want to know, do you truly love your current vehicle? Considering that Americans spend over a third of their lives on the road, why settle for anything less than perfection? The dedicated sales team is ready to guide you through every question and provide exceptional service tailored to your needs, all while exploring flexible financial options. Experience the difference with Johnson Chrysler Jeep. Let them help you find your perfect ride.
Looking to give back to your community? Visit VolunteerWisconsin.org to find volunteer opportunities near you. Join us in celebrating United Way's month by getting involved. Visit VolunteerWisconsin.org or contact your local United Way today. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
Live from Central Wisconsin and on the free Civic Media app, 105.5 WIRI, Nakusa, Wisconsin Rapids, your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
We're about a minute and a half away from set number two. As breaking news coming out of Green Bay just now, Christian Watson, a one-year, $13.25 million extension amid ACL rehab is Green Bay opening up the purse strings and really paying Micah Parsons. You got a whole bunch going to Jordan Love. Now another year to Watson coming off of a really nasty knee injury. So that's something we'll talk about tomorrow.
Absolutely.
On Playmakers, 4 to 5 on 105.5 FM, WIRI. James and I talking nonsense for about an hour. Sports nonsense.
Well, it's not nonsense.
It's the best of intentions for it to be informative and fun. But it's, well, yeah, maybe it's not nonsense. some people might think. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
For those of us that don't do sports very often or don't do all sports, it's very informative, actually. I enjoy listening to Playmakers.
As we'll unpack the, no pun intended, unpack the Packer-Detroit game and look ahead to the 48 hours, not even 48 hours, away from taking on the Washington Commies, or Commanders. Mm-hmm. I call them the Commies, but that's a whole different topic for another day as we are just about ready here for set number two. What? I mean, it was lopsided. We got to be honest about that. 25-4.
Right.
Advantage Newman. What if you are Newman? Just continue what you're doing, I would assume. But if you're the Royals, what do you do?
They do not talk as much. You know, that's one of the things that I've noticed. Newman is doing a great job of cheering each other on, letting each other know where they are, and making sure that they know who's got the ball and when. And it's something that you learn. So I think as the Assumption team gets gets going, has a few more years under their belt, they'll get that rhythm down too. But they really need to start to say, mine, you have it, making sure that everybody on the court knows what's going on.
Speaking of learning, one way to do that is a hard way with electricity, which is something I don't ever mess with. But if it's, you're like me and you don't want to mess with it, you call our good friends at Econ Electric. When your lights go out, who are you going to call?
Econ Electric.
we got to get that baseline hooked up.
Gotcha, yeah.
Because Econ Electric, of course, get your Generac generator today and never miss a thing due to power loss with our good friends of Econ Electric. As first serve on the way, as that was Lexi Rice. Gets it over, and that was
right back down.
You took the words right out of my mouth. As Newman showing up in that first set, saying, hey, we're going to show you that the first set, this is going to be a continuation. And we're hoping to get on. They're saying we're hoping to get on the bus and get out of here. And we can watch some film of the Packers and the Commanders tomorrow. As misplayed by Cusack on the serve for an ace 2-0 quick lead. For the Cardinals, a bunch of other games going on tonight, as well as I know there's some soccer going on up at Marshfield, Rapids and Marshfield, taking each other on in a battle of Wood County Giants. Spike at the net from Moss, can't quite get over it, and there's a 3-0 start for Newman. And they're not talking about Wayne Knight, and I hope he's doing well. Loved his work in Jurassic Park.
There you go, loved him.
So underappreciated in his time.
He really was.
Well, that's just what Dennis Nedry said. But Assumption gets the ball back over and then playing it short and unable to capitalize is Newman. So Point Royals, as they trail 3-1, as they have a substitution. Out goes Jess Norton. And in comes Abriel Rusinski.
And during the in-between game time, I did see the libero head back to the locker room, so I'm not quite sure what's going on with Assumption, whether or not she'll be coming back into the game.
Well, hopefully she is all right and can return and continue the playing, as we never want to see anybody get hurt.
Never.
As ball's played over, gets past the block. But good hit by Cusack is hit, going to the back line. Rusinski plays it off the piping of the basketball apparatus and Point. Newman, as they lead 4-1 in this early set 2.
And that's happening a lot because they aren't back far enough to get it, so their arm is up higher than it should be to try to bump the ball forward, and instead it goes flying up.
And there's a hit at the net by Moss, and that's just a little too much muscle on it, and goes out the back line. So Point Newman. Point for Newman. That's played in the back line by Rusinski. And misplayed, goes into the Assumption bench. So another two quick points for the Cardinals. Royals back on their heels yet again.
They're doing a very good job of trying to recover, and they've got a good hustle going for them. I think as they get more experience, this team is only going to get stronger and stronger.
As there's an inadvertent ace on that. It's barely crawled over the net. And that's just tough luck there for the Royals. Half the time we see that, and it falls back over on the same side.
So I'm not sure how I feel about being able to play a serve that touches the net, because it would have been handy when I was playing. But we didn't get that advantage back then. But they do now. But it kind of makes it challenging because you don't know when it touches the net, it changes the trajectory of the ball. So you never know where it's going to go.
Right. It's kind of like a screen in hockey. You set a screen in front of the goalie and changes trajectory. You can have a bead on it from the blue line, and there you have it. It's going in the back of the net because it just changed a couple inches. As the Royals get the ball over, and it's hitting back. One more hit, and they get it as Rice gets back over for the Cardinals. Cusack hits it over, third hit for the Royals, and got it over, but unfortunately, Ava Moon could not get it over on the correct side of the pylon on the net, as that will be another point for the Cardinals. 8-2 currently here in set 2. As the Royals looking to battle back here. Serve comes over and misplayed there by Rusinski, and that's an ace for Newman.
And her form seems pretty good, but if that ball hits one arm before the other, yeah, it's going to go to one side or the other, and that's what she's really struggling with right now.
Well, one way or another, they're going to get you as another one comes over, and that was my horrible music reference. Get used to it, as Seth's like, she didn't bite. She didn't bite this time, as there's a kill, but way out of bounds by Sobleski. And there's a point assumption as Maddie Moss coming up for her serve, and out goes Rusinski. In comes Jess Norton in the rotation. Moss over mid-range. And then up at the net was McCarthy. Royals trying to get it over, and they do, going back line, but okay.
They were arguing touch, but the officials said no. There was no touch there, so Newman keeps the ball.
Yeah, because she went to get the ball. She didn't mention, she didn't motion, so that's why I paused, because I'm like, what happened? So we get another point for Newman as Brooke Thiel. Serve. Moss gets it. Picked up by Carroll. And then back over goes Moon. Newman getting back into that. Sobleski, she hits the net and plays it off of Cusack and point Newman as they extend their lead 11 to 3.
And you can see the frustration on these girls. They are trying their hardest, and they don't feel anything's going their way.
Yeah, and things snowball, and unfortunately that's what's going on here. Is there's an ace right in front of Moss, and we have a 12-3 Newman lead in set number two as they took the first set 25-4. Yes, Thiel gets it over again, and that's going to be right inside the back line, and that's a tough one to play.
That, and it was barely on the inside of that line, so that is a common mistake because you think it's going to be out, and it's hard to judge that from the distance that she was.
That's being a young team, you know, seeing that in several sports.
Mm-hmm.
When you think, you're in trouble. And I'll even admit that when I think, I get in trouble. You just got to react and do sometimes.
Right.
And that would have been a perfect opportunity for it, as it's misplayed by Egan. And that's another point, Newman. As coach for Assumption, Sean Cusack, encouraging his girls, clapping his hands, giving them, hey, you're working hard. You're you're fighting, you're battling, you'll be all right.
Just keep going. Put that point behind you.
Yep. You got to move on. As going short, there's Moss picked up by Carroll. Norton gets it over. Newman having to rally back there. Sobleski blocked by Norton. Carroll sets up at the net, over by the Royals. Moon for a point, as that is point Assumption.
That was the best volley I have seen Assumption do all night, and you could tell that they felt that too. They cheered themselves on after they got that one.
It's the small things. It's the little things that you got to start working on in a game like this, where it's 14-4 coming up as Egan gets it up across the net. McCarthy hits it out of bounds. You might have been able to hear Coach Cusack yell out.
Call that one.
And he called it, and he was darn right. 14-5, Royals showing a little bit more life in the second set. As over the net goes Egan, played by the Cardinals, is down, smashed home with Sobleski.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a point going back the way of the Cardinals at 15-5.
One of the things that will come with more experience as they play teams over and over is they'll start to understand how far back spikers are going to be able to do it. So you'll be able to see which one is up to spike the ball and be able to better judge whether or not you need to move forward or back in your zone.
Sobleski sends it over. Misplayed by Egan. She would have taken a step back. She might have been a little bit in better position instead of swinging it up by her collarbone and neck. Take a step back. Hit it more about by your diaphragm there, and you would have been all right.
Well, and there's the possibility that one could have even been out.
And there's a misplay by Moss, and another ace, back-to-back aces for the Cardinals as they are up 17-5. Blesky. Up, Moss has it this time. Carroll just tips it over. Newman wasn't ready for it, but they recover. And a smack home at out of bounds. Point. Royals 17-6. as getting the ball back into play. Zava Moon.
After that strong chance. Yeah, after that strong volley, they've really gotten some more life into them.
And there you go. Goes over. Picked up by the Cardinals. Going to try to get it over was Kate Kearns. She misplays it. And point Royals, 17-7 now in set number two. Royals are battling as there was an in. They did not rotate on the Newman side as they got a switch of place. As it was kind of, you want to go football-wise, illegal formation.
Mm-hmm.
As you want to talk football, as there's a point. Royals and 17-8 now in favor of Newman in set number two. As the Royals trying to battle back into it. Back over the net. That was Moon. Bump set. McCarthy into the net. Point Royals. There you go, Royals. You're getting back into it. As the deficit now is 8. I had to think about that. My math skills aren't very good.
And that illegal formation is very common because usually your setter is going to try and get to the middle of the net, if at all possible. So no matter where they are on the court, that's where they're going to aim for. And if you try to switch it too soon, that's when you're not in formation. You have to be in your zone when that ball is served.
I'm not sure if illegal formation is the correct name for it, but that's what I called it. As Norton sends it over on the third hit and just barely out of play. So point Newman as I think that was Anna France, libero, on the serve. 19-9, the advantage of Newman. And over the net, and there you go for the Royals. Cusack with the point for Assumption, and it's 19-10.
And that was just your fundamental bump set spike. And it worked. They were able to find the hole and get the ball where it needed to go.
When you execute the fundamentals in any sport, good things happen.
Mm-hmm.
And they were able to do that right there as Norton sends it over. Sobleski was there. Misplayed by Newman, so they get it over. Now just trying to set up for the Royals as Cusack hits it a little too high in the air and carried. And that will be a point Newman. And bring it up a 20-10 advantage coming up here in set number two and bringing up the serve of Lexi Rice.
She spins the ball before she tosses it in, and another jump serve. Oh.
As that was an unfortunate hit, bounced off the hands of Moon and nearly hit Egan in the face. And that's not very good team bonding there, but either way, never an intentional moment. As point for the ace to Newman, 21-10, set number two. Mover, Norton with it, miss hit. Nearly takes out the official Mr. Babcock. Point Newman on the ace. And it's 22-10 as out goes Norton, in comes Rosinski. As Royals just trying to continue, extend things, I should say, and make the second set last just a little bit longer. As Rice over, and that's not over, it's short. So there you go, Royals, miscues by Newman. And I was going to say is maybe Newman is getting a few of their other players in, but they haven't looked as sharp in the second set.
I agree. And this has really been the Royals' time to shine.
Carroll serves, over it goes. And then playing right at the net, a little soft touch, and over it goes. Royals get there, Cusack was there. And just getting it over, Egan's there, smacked home. And point Royals as trying to smash it home. The net was touched. So point Royals, 22-12 now, as we have Carroll with the serve.
Cusack is really one that she is being a leader for this team and showing them you always have to be ready. She was there in an act of desperation and was able to get it over the net for them. If they can communicate, if they can start to use their voices, I think they can really improve.
Hit out of bounds by Newman. That's a 22-13 score now. You're in set number two. 1-0 match lead for Newman as Carroll gets it over trying to smack it home was Newman, and they do. As Lauren Thiel, she gets the point back for Newman, and it's 23-13, and bringing up the serve for Lauren herself. So she's looking to ice this and send it on to set number three and potentially an early night. As Cusack sends it cross court, puts the hair long on the back line. Point Newman, 24-13, the advantage for the Cardinals and potential set point.
And you could see the frustration on her face.
As that's in all the way, hit the coffin corner. Point Newman, 25-13, and they are up 2-0. Seth, how about we do another 2 minutes this time, get some of your ads in, and we'll be back here in a moment here on 105.5 FM WIRI.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Everything seems to be going really well. Ah, crap, there's that noise again. Better turn up the radio.
Hey, I like this song. Glad she turned it up. But what's that sound?
Please don't embarrass me, car. Stop making that noise.
You know, I can hear that noise, and turning the radio off isn't going to help.
Oh, you heard that? I don't know what's wrong, so I just turn up the radio.
Jamming out to your favorite tunes is always fun, but ignoring the problems under the hood is not. Call 8th Street Auto today.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. A 10-year warranty plus 1-year maintenance and remote monitoring are included in every Generac installation. Call Econ Electric, Inc., your local certified sales and service Generac dealer at 715-423-8440 to schedule your free estimate.
What's that sound?
It's just the brakes.
What? That can't be good.
Relax. My friend said he would do them in his garage for cheap.
No, I know what that means. You're all going to hang out all day in his garage while working on the car. Last time you guys forgot to tighten the tires, and one fell off while I was driving the kids to school. We had to pay for a tow, pay to fix it again, and get new tires.
Don't let the cheap turn out to be expensive. Call Rapids Transmission to get your brakes done right and performing optimally. Call 715-423-1100.
Up in the morning and out to school. The teacher is teaching the golden rule.
The morning out
America's
to school.
Man.
Boy, that's what you're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
But if you got car problems, probably not going to happen. And if you have those problems, stop on down to Rapids Transmission. I mean, just because it won't start, probably not transmission, but it won't go. That could be.
But they do more than transmission, so
you're absolutely
too.
Right, as they're known for their excellent transmission work, but they do, oh, so much more. Call them today, and even better, for a free quote on your next repair. Free quote.
Free quote.
Oh, I like free.
Yeah.
Quotes are good,
can't
too.
Can't beat that.
No, so remember, Rapids Transmission, when you get a chance, and hey, if you need a car, I'd take it to Rapids Transmission. So another option. Stop and talk to Bill Johnson, Johnson and Sons Jeep. Johnson and Sons Jeep, they've got you covered from service and repair to upgrades. Try a hometown favorite of more than 40 years, Wisconsin Rapids Dodge Jeep and Chrysler dealership, as Randy goes golfing with Bill and puts him to shame every week. Randy says, of course. Not my inference. That's just what Randy says. Listen to the football games, he'll say it. As thank you to all of our sponsors. We got a couple more we got to talk about during this third, potentially final set, as Newman's up on the Royals 2-0. They won the first set 25-4 and second set 25-13. Royals are showing improvement as we get deeper, and who knows, maybe they'll steal this third one and send us to four.
Never can tell.
You never know. That's why you play the game. You don't
do it
on paper. As just about ready here for the opening serve in set number three. Royals, Kylie Carroll, about to get things started for the Cardinals and Royals. As ball's in the air over the net, and played by the Cardinals. And sent home, but out of play, out of bounds. 1-0 point lead, Royals to start number three.
They were really starting to find their stride towards the end of that second game, so they've got a great chance here.
As ball goes over, another Carroll serve, and that's played. Tough play, three hits. Moon got two of them, and Krasinski with the second of those three, and you got to get it over, and they could not. So Point Newman ties it up.
But these Assumption ladies are not afraid to use their bodies. They are going and throwing them on the floor and doing whatever they have to do to try to get to that ball.
Because I believe that was Lexi Rice with the serve. As Royals try to smack it home alongside the net. As that was Kaya Guyant. Just a little too short into the net and didn't make it over. So Point Newman up 2-1 over the Royals here in set number three. Ball is long, but not too long. It's tucked right inside that back line.
And again, two of the players looking at each other, expecting the other one to get it. Use the voices.
That's right. And I mean, I understand some of you don't want to run into somebody and knock each other out of the play. But someone's got to go for it.
You got to communicate.
Yes.
In more than just marriages.
That's right. That's right. In sports commentary as well. As the Royals battling hit number two. And got to get it over, and there goes Moon as she does. At the net. Block, but out of play on the Royals on a touch. So another point goes the way of the Cardinals. And five serves in. Newman. 4-1. Over the Royals.
It's hard when you block and it comes on your own side because you have to be ready to jump right down, you know, bend right down.
That's a ace, a misplay on the serve. One of the football players gets the catch there as they had a big win last week. It took down Pacelli. First win of any of our local teams. Hope we can get another couple this week. We'll see, though, as we'll talk about that on Playmakers tomorrow. As Newman trying to get the ball over, and they do, and it's knocked back over by the Royals off of two hits. Royals showing some guts here. Sobleski, she hits it to the back line. Moon was there. Now Royals trying to battle here as they go right at Rosinski, and she hits it, unfortunately, straight down as another point to Newman. As Cusack was able to get a pretty good hit on that to keep the rally going, but just couldn't come away with a point. As Lexi Rice keeps the serve going, but this time that was too long. As Point Newman, or Point Assumption, and here comes Rhode Island Cusack.
During warm-up, she was doing a phenomenal job of just letting this ball kind of hover just over the net in her serve, and she did it again right then.
As the Royals battling with it, Newman gets it over, and there you go, Sobleski. A little set, and then a smack home by Lauren Thiel. Point back to Newman as they lead 7-2 here in this potential final, third and final set. Newman up 2-0 and wins a 25-4, 25-13. And now here comes a serve of Lauren Thiel. Thiel, serve on the way, and that's hit out of bounds. Hits a young man at the scorer's table, and he looks over like, who did that? Kind of funny there. Is the young man's all right. His little smile on his face, yeah. Looking at it like, what happened? What did I do? And going back getting some concessions. As Newman, just a little touch at the net. Over it goes. Another point to the Cardinals as they now lead 9-2 over Assumption. That was a serve coming over by Thiel. Thiel over, Krasinski up at the net, tipped over by Carroll behind her back, and it's smacked home by Sobleski, and a point Newman. Mentioning that little that young feller there getting hit by the ball, going to concessions. Speaking of concessions, good concessions on a Friday night. Fish Fry, Junkyard Bar and Grill, home of Central Wisconsin's best fish fry. Junkyard Bar and Grill, where every time is a good time. Highway 13 South of Wisconsin Rapids is Newman sets it up. Sobleski hits part of the net with the ball on her spike attempt. Royals trying to battle back as Moon got it over and then driven home by Sobleski. Another point for the Cardinals. Up 11-2 in set number three.
And you can tell Newman has a little bit more height than the Royals do, and that can make a difference.
They don't really have any heights listed as there's an ace for the Cardinals. Don't really have heights listed. That's all right, but you can definitely see it there as the Royals are going up a few inches across the court to just nearly every position. As Lauren Thiel continues her serving duties. Shinsky up ahead to Carroll. Carroll to Moon. Moon, not enough, into the net. Point. Seven straight for the Cardinals as it's 13-2 here in set number three. As Thiel comes up again and hits it out just by a couple inches.
Yep.
So there goes her run there. Point Royals.
And all it has to be is outside. It cannot touch that line to be considered out.
Right. Touches the line like in tennis. It is in.
Mm-hmm.
Unlike football, you touch the line, you're out.
This is true. Different games, different rules.
That's right. That's what makes it all so much fun and drives people crazy sometimes. But some of us, it's a pretty short trip as Moss gets the ball over the net. Cusack hits it short. Point. Nice kill there for Cusack.
Yes.
As Royals get their fourth point, as Maddie Moss comes up for another serve. Royals trying to make a run here. And speaking of run, let's run down to Rodeo Grill. That is a blast of Mexican flavor you never knew you were missing. Authentic food, best of drinks, and family-friendly atmosphere. Add some flavor to your week. Stop on down to the Rodeo Grill. And if you're like Randy Paul or myself, gonna go and get that chips and salsa.
Absolutely. Can't go wrong there.
Never can, as a young feller almost was hit with the ball yet again. He might need a lottery ticket. As another point for the Royals, 13-5 is a misplay there by Newman. Going deep along the back line. And ace for Moss. And I guess you could say they got mossed.
They did. They got mossed, yes. She's on a run, and sometimes that's all you need, that one server that can really make sure that that ball gets to where it needs to go.
As there was a hit there, driven home, just stuffed by Sobleski, and that ends that nice little run of the Royals. Four straight points, but it's 14-6 nonetheless.
And there are so many different styles of serve that you always have to beware. A jump serve is when the server throws the ball in the air and jumps up as they're hitting the ball.
That was serving for Newman. It's number seven, Anna Carlson, some of her first playing time tonight. And that's miss hit by the Royals, Jess Norton. And that goes out of play, point Newman. With all of our advertisers, we really do appreciate high school sports. Probably brought to you this season by Rodeo Grill, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Junkyard Bar & Grill, 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Rapids Transmission, as well as Randy's good friends at Homestead Golf Course. And a point ace for the Cardinals. Bring it up to 15-6. So, if you didn't hear your business name in there and want to, well, how about you give a call, 715-424-1300 weekdays, if your business would like to help bring these games to our listeners. Home of country favorites and classics, 1055 WIRI. You can listen on your radio, 1055 FM, or on the Civic Media app. As there's another point for Newman. And they are in the middle of ball went out of play, so they're trying to get one there as a substitution comes in for Newman. And the serve comes up again for Anna Carlson. Is way to go, Beth, getting in the game.
You know,
the ball.
They kept trying to get it to me in the first place, so.
Well, finally got there. Got her done. As, again, appreciate all of our sponsors there. Really appreciate it. As Royals trying to get it over. Norton does. Now Newman setting it up. And Sobleski hits it up and over, but too far. As the point goes to I forget where they mentioned here. I think it goes to the Royals.
It goes to the Royals. It went to the Royals. And both teams have done this in the past where they think that the other team may have touched the ball, so they looked to the official, and the official said, nope, there was no touch. It is the Royals' ball.
Nora Ross, sophomore, coming in. Serve. Up and over. Cebulski is there. Rice, and then driven home by McCarthy. End point goes back to Newman. 18-7 here in set number three, and it's on the verge of goodnight, Irene, if they can close out seven more points.
Well, if they can keep doing the cross-court attack like that, they have a chance to do it.
Serve.
Oh.
And then, but it's a, it's a bump off the one of the Assumption players and through the hoop. So I guess what that might be 4 points there.
Would be nice, but no, in volleyball that means that the ball is out.
Oh, okay. All right. Just making sure. That was that could have been for sure a 3-pointer. that was funny.
Yeah. I don't think they could do that again if they tried.
Well, I don't think they need to try.
I'm sure the team would rather not.
Yeah, there's a question on the floor by one of the floor judges, getting a clarification, just making sure. Is now Madeline Jankowski, serve up, played out, but it goes out, but they said just touched right in the line.
Mm-hmm.
So point ace for Newman.
And that's one of those times where, you know, you want to try to play it
right.
Cautiously and assume that it's going to be in.
As a misplay there, and Newman gets a point. As Newman just kind of going through the motions, as they just need 5 more points to earn the sweep to open up Merriwood Conference play over the Royals. As Assumption still looking for some answers here. They're battling hard. No disrespect to them by any means.
Mm-mm.
There's two different programs in two different places right now. As Coach Sean Cusack, he's in his second year here at the helm of the Royals, so he's building a program. It takes time. As Newman goes to drill a home, and they do. Misplayed and into the stands like a Lambeau leap. And 21-7, Newman. Keeping with the serve is Madeline Jankowski. Serve is up and over. Moss, Cusack gets it over. Newman trying to reset. McCarthy. Off the hands and block attempt of Norton. Point, Newman.
Newman is doing a great job of finding the holes on the court for the Royals and aiming and making sure that that's where the ball goes.
As it's 22-7, Newman, 3 points away from match, game, set, match. As Moss hits her in the wrist and off the chin. Hope she's all right. That can't be comfortable. As now it's 23-7. In favor of Newman here as we wind down our evening.
You can see that the ladies are starting to get worn out there too.
Absolutely is going up. Moon, far side, not Gary Larson's, and it goes out, misplayed by Newman. As point, Royals, 23-8. As coming back is Ava Moon for the serve.
And it's not over till it's over. These ladies are still in it.
That's right. As crawls over the net. And good dig out of there by Cebulski. Now bump. Carroll. Cusack hits back row. Newman battling for it. Cebulski tries to drill a home. Out of there by Ross. Played up at the net. Cusack tried to hit a home. Dug out of there by Newman. Going to be played a little short. Point. Royals. Nice sequence there as the Royals get another point.
When you see that, you can see the potential in this team. Once they get a few more games underneath them, I think that they're going to really find their rhythm.
A serve for Moon. Played off the hand of Norton. That's just bad timing there. As now we're at match point, 24-9. As Camille Cebulski comes up to potentially deliver the dagger by Wayne Larrabee to the Royals here as they are up 24-9. Serve up on the way up to Ross. Carroll, Cusack. Cusack hits it just a little too wide. And there you have it. Point Newman, 25-9, 3-0 is your final score tonight in Marawood Conference action. As we will, Seth, take as long as you need. Get those advertisers in, buddy. We'll be here and we'll be ready to wrap her up here on an unfortunate evening by the Royals as they fall to Newman Catholic 3-0. And we'll be back with the post-game show coming up here on 105.5 FM, WIRI.
Hey, parents, how's the school shopping going?
Are you loving it, or are you slowly losing your insanity? While school shopping can be stressful, just know Junkyard Bar and Grill is going to make it better. When you finally check off that last item on the list, set the GPS to Junkyard Bar and Grill. Stop for a drink, a great meal, or simply enjoy some adult time. Every time at Junkyard Bar and Grill is a good time. Recharge those tired nerves to parent another day. Junkyard Bar and Grill is the best place to celebrate after school shopping this year.
At Johnson Chrysler Jeep, they want to know, do you truly love your current vehicle? Considering that Americans spend over a third of their lives on the road, why settle for anything less than perfection? The dedicated sales team is ready to guide you through every question and provide exceptional service tailored to your needs, all while exploring flexible financial options. Experience the difference with Johnson Chrysler Jeep. Let them help you find your perfect ride.
Hey, you, yes, you, are important too. Your birthday should be a fiesta. And at Rodeo Grill, it is. With a free birthday meal, dessert, and special birthday song, celebrate yourself as you do so much for others. Rodeo Grill on 8th Street, South Wisconsin Rapids.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Here's a dose of reality. Driving under the influence of prescription painkillers is just as illegal and just as deadly as driving drunk. In fact, there are nearly 2,000 drug-related crashes every year in Wisconsin. Help prevent drug-to-driving and let's achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roadways. Driving on pills kills. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Departments of Health Services, Transportation, and Justice.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Well, it was a night that lasted about 51 minutes. Went to walk liquor quicker than last week
when
we brought you Auburndale and Rapids. That lasted nearly 2 hours. Honestly, that was fun. Just like tonight was fun.
Yes.
Unfortunately, things just didn't go the way of the Royals.
No.
As they were swept by Newman 3-0 tonight to open Marawood Conference play. First set, Newman jumped out to a 7-0 run. That was all she wrote as they took a 25-4 victory. But I will say this much, the Royals, as the night went on, they got stronger. As sure, they trailed 4-1 after the first few sets of the second set, or first few points of the second set,
right.
I should say. But they played closer, and 25-9. Third set, they actually had a lead. They got the first point.
They did.
Out of the third set. Unfortunately, it was downhill after that, as the Cardinals rallied and earned a 25-9 victory. So, Beth, thoughts? Where do you go here from the Royals? I mean, it's still a lot of season to be played. There's a lot to go, but it's been tough for them as they fall to 0-8, 0-1 in the conference. What do you do?
They had moments of brilliance, and so they need to build on those volleys that went flawlessly when they were doing their basics. they were fine. They had their fundamentals down. It looked great. Again, it's calming those nerves. It's communicating. I don't think I ever really heard any of the Royals call out, I've got it, I've got it. Do you have it? Making sure that each other knew who was planning to get the ball. That's going to be the key for them. They've got a lot of the great mechanics down. Now it's finding their rhythm, communicating with each other so that they can really build on what they have.
And for Newman, now just keep doing what you're doing, I'd assume.
Mm-hmm. You could hear them. You could hear them calling. You can hear them cheering each other on. So I think, yeah, Newman just needs to keep doing what they're doing, and they've got a great shot.
As Newman, they go to 8-9 on the season and are 1-0 in the conference. So everybody's got a long ways to go yet. But, hey, next week we'll have the Royals for you again as the Royals take on Port Edwards. Got a battle on the river next Thursday night. Pre-game show scheduled for about 6:50 or so. I'll be on the call. Beth, I know she mentioned something about having to take Seth to the vet. Get his exam and get his rabies shot and everything that way. No. Seth is perfectly domesticated. He's okay. But either way, other commitments. Life happens.
It does.
That's the way it goes. A full-time job takes over sometimes. And
sometimes a job, sometimes other things with kids and other activities. So it's been great being with you. I've enjoyed this.
Oh, for sure. And I think we still got some coming up, though.
Good. So, looking forward to it.
And you're always welcome to join soccer games as well. But anyways, that's what's on the schedule. We've got Playmakers tomorrow, 4 to 5 on 105.5 FM, WIRI. James and myself giving sports takes and feelings. And then Friday, Playmakers as well. I think that's going to be James and Seth talking more baseball and some more football, college football, everything goes with it from same window, 4 to 5. And then from 6:50 on, we have some fun for you. Randy and I going to be taking care of some Wautoma Nakusa football at the Nakusa Sports Complex. And we will be having that one for you. Seth Habiger on the calls or on the work in the board, just like he was tonight, doing an amazing job as always as we just about ready to pull the plug tonight.
Yeah.
So any last words, Beth? Any last words of wisdom?
It's nice to see that some things don't change where the home team has to take down the volleyball net. The ladies learn every aspect of the sport, including how to put the court together and how to take it apart.
Right. The custodians, they work hard enough. They don't need to do any more than what they already do. That's a hard job. I did that in college. That's tough. So good kids are doing it and just about ready for an empty house here and just about ready to get out of here ourselves. So on behalf of all of our sponsors, thank you so much. And again, you want to get involved, call the office, 715-421-1300. And we'll get you hooked up there. Seth Habiger back in the studio. And Beth, always great working with you again.
Good to work with you too, Mike.
As I'm Mike Comer, and good night, everybody. And keep listening here on 105.5 FM, WIRI.